The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Okay, this is right on the chest. They're doing this. Oh, God. They're doing two strips at once.
One, two, three.
Ah! God!
All the hits, Q100 and the Burt Show. Okay, that sounded painful. But if you were listening to that going, that doesn't even scratch the surface of pain. We're looking to play pain poker here. It's the most painful thing that has ever happened to you. And judging from these phone calls, we will all be cringing in less than 5 seconds. All right? Are we putting a statute of limitations, a window on this?
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes and then we're out.
You know what I think we need to do is... We do this similar to that stupid bucket of ice crap that you brought in here where we tried to see who had the most pain tolerance.
Look at Melissa's face already.
I know.
We haven't even heard the stories yet.
Here's the deal.
I feel like a bit into a lemon or something.
Wait till you hear this first one, Melissa. You were going to run out of the studio.
Well, here's what I think we do, because we all have different tolerances and we're all holding body parts. Like, for some reason, Jen Hobby is convinced her breasts are going to be affected. So she's
biceps.
She's like protecting them, and then
Melissa has her hand on my buttocks right now.
And Bert,
protecting them.
And my shoulders are up, you know, so whatever. But so here's what I think we do is we take the calls, and then whenever one sends us over the edge, we're out.
We
our headphones come off.
I'll tell you why you can't do that, because in 10 seconds there's going to be complete silence in the studio.
Well, if that's the case, then that's the winner.
Good morning. Hold on one sec. No, I got to start with Donna. This may be over in 30 seconds. Go ahead, Donna.
I closed my nipple up in a filing drawer.
Wait, give us that one more time.
Oh, Melissa, you do that for fun.
I closed my nipple up in a filing cabinet drawer.
Oh!
Why was your nipple in the filing cabinet?
Well, it wasn't in the filing cabinet. I was at the filing cabinet, and someone came to the copier to make a copy and opened the door. And when they did, I went into the cabinet, and I have very large breasts, and they're natural. And it closed in that cabinet, and there was nothing I could do but, like, cringe for, like, a second. And then I was like, get the drawer out of there!
I guess the only equivalent to that for a guy, and every guy has done this at one point or another, is when you're going number one and you zip up your talent.
Oh!
I've never done that.
You've never done that?
Never done that. I did. I think this is just mean. I don't even want to say it out loud.
I've done it a couple of different times, actually.
When I reach a level of maturity where I realize that good personal grooming was not only from the neck up, but there are other spots in the body.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I used the same, you know, trimmer that you would use, like, on a goatee on that goatee.
Mm-hmm.
but for some reason, with this is just not right. With the skin being looser, it was easier for it to fall into the grill.
Ow, ow, ow.
Got it. Got it.
I don't know why we have to clap like seals.
Yep.
Ow.
Got it.
Ow.
Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. All the hits. Q100. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have cut my finger off at work.
Right, you are just kidding me.
Sounds like you said it happened just a few minutes ago. Oh, Burt.
Actually, it happened about a year ago.
Where were you working?
I worked at Ryan's Family Steakhouse. I was the meat cutter. Oh.
This is a true story, but Jen Hobby was there, so she can attest to this. At Crash's wedding just 2 weeks ago, we were going through your standard issue wedding food, you know, like they have the little, you know, little chicken stuffed whatever,
the buffet,
and
real food.
Vegetables. Sure. And at the end is the carving station. And so we go through the little buffet line, and it's Jessica and Jen Hobby and I, and we get to the carving station, and there's no one there, and we just kind of stand there, and, like, the knives and things are sitting there, and I make a joke, like, is this, carve your own roast or whatever? And a woman comes kind of running up, and she's like, God, really sorry about that, but the person who was here just a minute ago cut herself real bad.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to hear that. And especially when you're about to
inspecting
eat.
Inspecting the food, yeah. Making sure there wasn't blood.
Jessica says, with the whole finger, they're going to be able to save the finger? And the girl working there goes, we don't know. Like, totally
oh,
serious.
God.
Now, were you by yourself, like, in the back, cutting the meat?
Yeah, I had my own little room, so I was in the back, you know, on the electric saw.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! So it cut it off. It's gone.
Okay.
Yay! Got it.
Was this just at the
Why
tip?
Why are you asking more questions?
Or was it below the knuckle?
Why are you asking more questions?
No one likes this.
Where exactly was that?
It was like half of the pinky.
Why are you asking more questions?
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thank
you. Seriously, this is please Burt at All the Hits Q100.
There was actually a survey done on what is the most painful thing. I mean, I don't know how they even qualified it or quantified it, but the most painful thing that can happen to you is having a finger cut off.
What about this radio segment?
Yeah.
How did this radio segment rank?
Probably better than your phone scam in another 10 minutes. Good morning, Anna. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits Q100.
Hey, my mom had 9 kids, and she did 7 of them natural.
Damn, that's amazing. Mm-mm. Like, I know some women wear that as a badge of honor, that I did this naturally. I think that's just crazy.
No, she did. She thought it was the best way. She said that by far, natural's the best way. Like, she tried to convince my sister when she had 2 kids to do them all natural. My sister was like, no, give me drugs.
No doubt.
Don't you have to try it once, though?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, no,
I think Jen wants to, right? You've mentioned considering it.
It will definitely be a consideration.
Yeah, that to me is a crazier than your theory about Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. Good morning, Carly. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
This actually happened to my son a couple years ago. He was on a go-kart with a friend, and the friend went around a curve too quickly, so my son panicked and put his foot out. Well, the force between putting his foot out and the go-kart going the opposite direction, he ripped himself a new butthole and had to go to the hospital and have 8
God.
He literally ripped his booty?
Literally, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, so needless to say, for the next few weeks, he ate a lot of stool softeners.
So he had to, like, they had to, like, use stitches on that area?
Yes. He had 8 stitches.
Oh, God.
Can I tell you that if someday somebody said you'll work on a radio show where you'll get a phone call and the woman goes, my son ripped himself a new butthole?
You'd say, welcome to the Burt Show.
I would have bet you a month's salary that would have never, ever, ever happened.
Yeah, it did, unfortunately.
I bet Hayden will never get a go-kart now.
No, no.
You know, he's only been on the thing about once or twice since, and like I said, this has been 2 years ago, so no, I don't think he'll be asking for any motorcycles or anything, hopefully.
That must have scared the crap out of him.
Yeah, I think it did.
Can I at least have Tom?
Brian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, it's actually Brianne.
Brianne, hi.
Hey, I bit my tongue off.
No!
How did you do that?
I was running through my house and I tripped and fell down and bit it off.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay, we're done.
I can't take
it
anymore.
We're done.
I can't take it anymore. can't take anymore.
Oh, my God, I can't.
The hell is wrong with you? Seriously,
oh,
Bert.
Oh, no.
Look at the joy on your face.
No.
Just seeing the three of you in as much pain as you're in right now made it worth coming in this morning. Oh.
You're a sick, sick man. Look at you. Look at yourself.
Oh, no.
There's one more I want to take because I know the cringe factor is going to be so high on it. Michelle, you're going to be the last call.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was in the shower shaving my legs, and I had the razor in my hand up by my armpit, and I turned, and I shaved the side of my nipple, sliced the side of my nipple off.
Off. I don't know.
I swear they had made. I didn't have stitches, but.
You catch it
you
before.
You had two nipple stories.
You catch it before it went down the drain.
Do you remember the woman that called us? This was years
yes,
ago.
Yes, we do.
And said that she accidentally snipped off the little man in the boat.
Oh no!
Remember that? Remember that one?
Yeah. No.
Dude.
Oh, that's just good, clean fun right there.
Hit the button.
The Bert Show.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.